You can hear it from the hallways, the clattering of sticks and the ping and thud of pucks flying into goalposts, padded walls, metal bleachers, you name it. Petersburg resident Dan O'Leary guzzles down some water at the bi-weekly Petersburg hockey scrimmage. His cheeks are rosy and he's dripping in sweat.
Oh, it's hard to put into words just the joy of rolling around, you know, striding and gliding and stick handling. It's just the fluidness of the act is just joyful. So it's just so much fun. And I'm thrilled to know that I can live in a place like Petersburg and still have that opportunity to do that.
O'Leary joined Petersburg hockey team about a year ago when he moved here. He says it's one of the things that originally sparked his interest in Petersburg. Here in Juneau are the only two towns in the southeast with a hockey club.
And it's just a great community to be a part of. These guys who share such a passion for coming out here and team play and just getting some good exercise.
For about a decade, the club consisted of a core group of about 10 players, until about a year ago when things kind of took off.
And I really don't know what spawned the growth. Other than just guys networking, you know, we have, it seems like half the police force comes out here.
Today, the club's up to 35 players, and as much interest as the club's seeing, the Parks and Recreation Department says hockey takes an expensive toll on the community gym.
We're just at that point where this has come up every 2 years about, because it's been a problem that we've had time and time again.
Donnie Hayes is head of Parks and Recreation. And he says they need to re-varnish the floor about twice a year just to keep it in good condition.
A professional with COTS hardwood floors came in, and he came in and he came to talk to me, and he was pretty set on the fact that this floor was in such disrepair that when I told him that we had actually put a brand new coat of, you know, urethane on it in the last year, he was shocked and amazed. He's like, Donnie, there's no way that floor has had a coat of urethane put on in the last year.
Hayes points out dents and mats along the walls and cracks in the windows from renegade pucks. To completely hockey-proof the gym, it cost about $400,000, and that's not including maintenance. Hayes says the Parks and Recreation Board has discussed offering the outside covered courts as an alternative for the hockey club.
And I think that's a viable solution. It's not a perfect solution, but it'll give us the best of both worlds.
Hockey club member Pete Becklin finds the option less viable.
Well, that doesn't really work for our situation because, first of all, there are no boards. It's wet. It's a wet surface, and that's not conducive to our blades. It's dangerous out there. You know, we need an enclosed space just like this to do what we do.
Becklin says the community gym should be open to all of the community, even if it does mean extra maintenance.
We don't have the weather to have consistent ice, so this facility here is really keeping us alive in the winter. We look forward to it every week. Yeah, we're like little kids.
It helps us keep our sanity.
It does. Yeah, it really does. I think it's changed a lot of people's lives in this town, really.
Dan O'Leary says he hopes the Parks and Recreation will reconsider.
To have these little opportunities of, you know, a normal life, such as having a fun game of hockey, to us that's normal. Some of our backgrounds, you know, that's a normal thing we did as children. So to have that up here and live in this far-flung community is a real treat for us.
O'Leary and the rest of the hockey team will voice their case about why they think they should be able to continue playing at the community gym on Monday the 25th at Council Chambers. In Petersburg, I'm Alexis Kenyon.